Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I've been on the internet for more than 20 years. In fact, I've been on the internet longer than some people I interact with on the internet have been alive. And as a result, I've, well, spewed a lot of crap on the internet over, you know, over that time. And some of it is, there's no way I can get it off, right? I mean, the joke has always been the internet is your new permanent record. And that's still the case, right? I mean, I can find kind of embarrassing postings I made, back on Usenet, right? I mean, there's stuff out there, I'm sure, that if you want to find it, you probably could. But anyway, I've been kind of thinking about, well, you know, what do I have out there, right? And how easy is some of the stuff to get to? And do I necessarily want it all out there? Well, I can't control what's already, once it's out on the internet. I mean, if somebody else archives it, you're screwed. But maybe I feel like I don't necessarily want everything out there, right? I mean, thinking about it, and actually what prompted me was a guy I follow on Twitter by the name of Stefan Constantinescu, and I've been following him, his blogs for years. And he's not blogging right now. But he's on Twitter and does a podcast called The Voicemail, which I really like. But anyway, he said, I'm going to delete the contents of my Twitter account. He's not deleting his Twitter account. He's just deleting all the posts he's made over the years, which, you know, is actually a lot harder than it sounds, right? Especially now, I've been on Twitter since practically the beginning. And so I had something like 45,000 tweets, give or take. And so what do you do, right? And so Twitter allows all kinds of third-party apps to use their API. But one of the limitations in the API is that you cannot access by, you know, I guess the, there's different, you know, the APIs that list all of your tweets. It'll only pull the last 3,200 tweets. And if you delete those 3,200 tweets, then the API returns no results. And even if you use Twitter's web application to view your tweets or Twitter's native app, it doesn't pull any tweets. So if you access the individual tweets by their link, right, or by ID, then they're still in the system, right? But they're just not generally exposed. So if you actually want to delete all your tweets, you actually have to use either a service that does it, or there's actually an open source program that I'll link to in the show notes. And then you feed it an archive of your Twitter account, and it will go and individually delete each particular tweet one by one, which is a way around the API limitation, because of course the tweets are still there. They're just not being listed by the API calls that list all your tweets. And I've actually done it, right? And I don't know what impact it's going to have, because honestly, people have been following me for years. They know what I've been saying, and there should be no surprises there, right? And I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm trying to hide anything really, because I mean, as I say, I've been online for a long time. People have already formed an opinion of me one way or the other, right? But I figure that it can't hurt to, you know, occasionally, you know, as I say, purge things out and make it cleaner. And so if you use Twitter and you haven't posted a whole lot of stuff, there's actually nice simple applications you can run from your iPhone or Android or a website that will actually clear out your account. If you have more than 3,200 tweets like I do, then there's another app that I can link you to, at least on Windows, that will do it for all your tweets. And I did this, and I don't know what sort of secondary effects it has, but I'm thinking, you know, as I'm getting older, I guess, or you know, just maybe because other people you're doing it, is, you know, do I really need to have everything online that I've ever done forever, right? And I don't know that that's necessarily the case. Actually, it's funny, is going through my old blog, and I'm going, okay, so there was things I posted as blog posts that I probably wouldn't, that in the age of Twitter, I probably wouldn't have posted them as blog posts, right? Because they're just kind of like a couple paragraph things about, you know, just sort of thoughts that, you know, these days I'd probably tweet, but, you know, now it's, you know, I wouldn't necessarily, if I'm going to write a blog post, it's going to be about something big, like, for example, the, you know, the, thinking about clearing out my Twitter account, right? And something that's more than you know, a couple of sentences, right? I mean, I used to do the blog posts over that because there was no other mechanism for putting that out there. And now there's short blogging. I mean, then there's Facebook and there's all kinds of other stuff. But I'm starting to think, okay, do I really need to have everything that I've ever posted on Facebook or everything that I've ever posted on Twitter? Does that need to be online, you know, forever and ever and ever, right? Yeah, it has a very short shelf life. Now, maybe I'll keep some of it because maybe it's interesting, but there's a lot of things. It's just like, now it has no value anymore, right? It was something that was ephemeral, is meant as ephemeral. And actually Twitter really is meant as ephemeral. I mean, how many people go back through the tweets? Not too many people I know do that. And so, you know, why even keep it, right? What value does it have? It doesn't really have that much value. Probably in the grand scheme of things, it has no value. So, why should it be online? Now I took my own backups of it. So if I ever on the off chance I do want to look at it, I've got some way to do that. But does it need to be online? No, it doesn't. And in fact, going forward, that's going to be part of my, my digital hygiene, which is, keeping at least a clean Twitter account. And as soon as I can find some way to maybe do this for Facebook and in some way that I can deal with maybe I'll do that as well. Maybe go back through some old blog posts or whatever, and maybe clean out some of the stuff. Cause there's a lot of stuff I've run across the odd blog post I've written many years ago. And I go, why did I post that online? That was just dumb. You know, there's no reason that needs to be there. And also part of it is, I'm a different, I've changed as a person, right? It's I don't necessarily need stuff I've written 10, 15 years ago out there. Maybe I do. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of balancing the narcissistic tendencies of, everything I've ever done is fantastic and must be out there for everybody to see. Versus the reality, which is, people don't need to have all that stuff. Nothing lasts forever. And you don't need a permanent shrine to yourself out there. I mean, it's everything's a little bit more ephemeral. There's a lot of stuff that I don't post on Twitter or anywhere now, that I may have posted online many years ago, when I was a different person. And so I'm not trying to edit history or anything. It's just, does it need to be all out there? I don't know that it does. And so I'm really evaluating my digital footprint is really what it comes down to. And I don't know, as I say, I've already taken steps on my Twitter account. Facebook's probably next, but I don't know. I don't know how far down this rabbit hole I will go. But as any good tech douchebag, I will, keep you guys surprised. Not that you really care that much. I'm sure you probably don't, although you're probably interested in why I'm making the decisions. But it seems like a good idea, I guess. And maybe we could all do with a little bit more, ephemeralness in our online communications, because it doesn't need to last forever. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.